Billy Bush is with us, one of our most popular All Blacks, and of course had a book published last year about his wonderful career. He still lives in the South Island, where he drives people around and shows them the beauty of our land. And today I was hoping that we might just touch on Billy's recollections of some of the skill sets that Sid Going took into his football prowess, but also to talk with Bill about Bill and about showing people around the hood. Hey, Billy, tēnā koe, ko dei o tēnā. Thanks for joining us on the program again, Eho. It's been ages, but that's my fault, not yours.
Yeah. Kia ora, Daryl. Yes. Mate, I know. I always remember you guys, Billy Jackson, and always used to ring me up. But, I still kick it.
Yeah, well, Willie was hosting a sports show before he took on some other less meaningful work. But anyway, you know what I'm saying there. Because you went away. He came away on a tour with you or something, didn't he, Billy? That bloke?
Yes, he came on the tour. We went to Rarotonga and Samoa, Tonga and Fiji. And Colin Meads was my manager. And Willie came along just as a first reporter to come along from the radio anyway. And he came on the tour, but he only had enough money to get to Rarotonga. And he said to me, be all right if I sleep in your room, I'll be able to come on the whole tour. I said, yep, you can pick the socks up and sleep in my room and also be our co-marteur on the tour, because Colin couldn't speak Māori and I wasn't too good at it either. So anyway, Willie did that. Hmm.
And life's taking its twists and turns. He's about to speak at a debate at Oxford tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Over in England.
Oh, he's got, yes.
Good on you.
Always rings me up. Always rings me up when he comes down here. We had a lot of fun. Willie always used to get me on his TV up in Auckland there. And we had a lot of fun over the years.
Beautiful stuff. Good talking with you again too, Billy. How's life been? And obviously, the book of Puka came out last year. But I was intrigued to know that you took, even as an example, took a Newcastle rugby squad around the South Island. Tell us what you're doing now and what you enjoy about it.
When I finished playing rugby and all that, I ended up as a tour guide for different companies in New Zealand for House of Travel. And, of course, Young and Lee, which was then his Young's company, old hooker for the All Blacks way back in the 50s. 60s, and he had a company, and I worked for him, and then Guy bought it out, and I was always his number one man, and we went all over the world, foreign tours, especially the World Cup, and also I spent about 4 years in Italy, in the northern Italy, up by Venice, and I quite often used to travel around Austria, which was only an hour away. Yugoslavia, and of course France was about five, and I always think to myself, we got this in New Zealand, but on a smaller scale, you know, not as big as Austria, but down Queenstown, it's beautiful down there. So when I finished, a friend of mine owned Richie's bus company, and he said to me, well, you got the bus license, haven't you? And I said, yep. He said, how about come and give me a hand? This was 10 years ago, just when I retired at 65. I'm 75 now, and I've been doing that for 10 years. I've slowed down a bit. I've told them that I don't want to work too much, but they always ring me up. Somebody's requested me to drive them. Yes, I just had a group from Newcastle, about 30-odd rugby players that wanted to come to New Zealand. It took them 4 years to raise the money. And I drove them around, and they were great guys. And I just dropped them off at the airport on Monday. So I do that. Like I say, I'm part-time. I used to be every day, but getting a bit old now.
You have a bit of humour, too, on your bus, Mike. And where did you take them? Stopping off at that football field? Oh, better go and turn into this rugby club. We'll pop into this pub on the way.
Well, they arrived here and they played Glenmark, which is Alex Wiley's club. And I dropped them off there at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was up on the Amberley, about 50 kilometres north of Christchurch. Dropped them there at 10 in the morning and I picked them up 11 at night. We didn't leave the club till about 1 in the morning. And, they're hard cases. They're funny. They're funny guys. They really enjoy that country. Unbelievable. I took them from here down to Mount Cook. We stayed at Mount Cook. It wasn't too much snow down there, but they love walking, and they wanted me to take them to this valley, which they go a fair way into the mountains. And this was about 4 o'clock, and I said, getting pretty dark. And I said, how long will you be? Oh, we'll be all right. So I dropped them there, and they went for a walk, and then walked back again. But Scotland is very similar to, this is where they come from, up around Scotland, right on the border of Hawick and Newcastle. So they just love the country and outdoors, and very similar country to Scotland and New Zealand.
I reckon you'd be a fantastic tour guide, Billy Bush. What about Sid? We noted his passing this week, and obviously he's a somewhat private man, but for those who knew him up and around where he lived in the north, he was a solid family man, very spiritual man too, acknowledging his church and his background. But I thought you might just share with us some, what do you think made him so good? Whether it was sort of peripheral vision, an anticipation, or just getting in rhythm and sync with those who he worked beside. What stands out for you about Sid going as a player, Bill?
Yeah, well, when I left high school in Whakatane, I went up to Whangarei, and my brother-in-law was the boss of the labourers. And I got a job at the oil refinery. And, of course, I met quite a few young guys, and we moved into the city. I ended up flattened with a lot of young Panapas and the Flavels and all those boys that hit us up in Otangarei. So I played for City Otangarei. But my first rugby club I joined. I only joined so I can go to the socials. But I played against Sid Gowan and Ken and Brian, and I would have been only about 15, 16 for a senior club. I didn't get to really talk to them too much, but I didn't really realise that I'll end up in the All Blacks with Sid and Brian. And, of course, I played against Ken quite a bit in North Auckland. Sid was very, very private, right? But, man, he was so low to the ground and so strong and so quick in making a decision. His pass wasn't too good. His passes weren't too good. But if there was a gap and he saw it, he threw it. You know, he'd be under the feet of the forwards and straight through, and very strong. But great guy. Like you say, he's a bit grumpy, but I knew him quite well, and he could play the guitar. There was three of us that played it. Was Brian, myself, and Sid. And Laurie Knight, he's bashed a few songs out of it, but... yeah, he'd sit up with us and play the guitar, and we'll drink booze about midnight. He'll sit there and play along and just enjoy it with the boys, of course. Great guy, great tourist. And when he wasn't playing, it was a big hole to fill. And he sort of felt a bit uneasy, especially at players like Kirkpatrick and Sid Gowan. If they weren't playing, there's a huge hole to fill because they're so good. So such a good halfback. And, he was that type of fellow. But he always joined in. He played for New Zealand Māoris against the British Lions in 1987, I think it was. 1977 was, I think, his last game, really. But he scored a couple of tries there, and I said to him during the game, mate, can you pull another rabbit out of the hat? And he sort of laughed at me. And we actually lost 22-19 that game, but it was a marvellous times to be involved, you know, in rugby.
Tēnā koe. Moi mai rā, as I said. Hey, it's good catching up with you again, Billy. I've got your number on my phone now, so we'll stay in touch and talk a little bit more because you're one of life's good guys, and we really appreciate what you've contributed to Te Ao Māori, to the rugby scene, and now showing off our beautiful land. Always lovely to have you share some thoughts with us on the program. Thank you, Billy. Good catching up again.
Yeah, okay, Dale. No problem. Take care.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks very much for the invite. Kia ora.